This is HPR episode 1935 entitled, Quick Bash Pod Fix. It is hosted by Charles in NJ and is about 10 minutes long. The summary is, Charles in NJ returns with a short show to discuss a fix he made to Bash Pod.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi, and welcome to Hacker Public Radio. This is Charles in New Jersey, and I'm back with a quick podcast for New Year's Day to tell you about a fix I found for an annoying bug, or it is the bug to me, in the Bashpodder script for downloading audio podcasts and I guess other types of media files as well from different feeds. And here's the background. I've been using Bashpodder, I would say for 5 years or something like that, to download my audio podcasts, and it's been working fine, except for two feeds that I subscribe to, and they're both concerning the TED Talks. One is the TED Talk feed itself, the audio feed. If I need to see the video, I can go to YouTube. The other is the NPR Digest show called the TED Radio Hour. Both of these have feeds that give you back URLs that do not end in the file name, but end in a bunch of additional fields that are delimited by question marks in the usual way. And Bashpodder is, Bashpodder is downloading these and overlaying the file names with the serial number or API key, in the case of the TED Talks, number for the feed itself, as opposed to the actual file name, something .mp3, I think it is. Yeah, they're MP3 feeds, they're not AUG. In any case, I was a little annoyed with this, so I wrote a little Python script to go and fix the URLs that I wanted to download from those two feeds, and I was going to replace Bashpodder with an enhanced version of that, until I decided to just look at the code, and it turns out that there's an easy fix that you can make to Bashpodder, just a few lines from the bottom in the middle of the while loop, as it's going through the list of URLs that you've downloaded. It's doing a grep to see whether you've already downloaded the resource at that URL in each case, and if you haven't, if it's not there, then it does a wget, and it constructs the file name from the URL. And it does this by picking it out with a series of three calls to awk. And in each case, it either grabs the file name if it's the last thing in the URL following a slash, or the last thing in a URL following an equal sign, or if it's the last thing in the URL before the first question mark. And then it takes that thing that it has stripped out and sends it in as the file name that it wants to give to the resource that you're downloading. Now it goes and gets the audio files just fine, but if it's always grabbing the feed name from the URL to assign it to a disk file, it's going to name every MP3 file 510.298 or that other large incomprehensible number from the TED feed. So all I did to fix this was I moved the final check for that grabs the URL, you know, everything from the URL before the first additional field. You know, in other words, the last check, I just moved it to the front. And now it's picking up my ordinary feeds just fine, and it's picking up the it's picking up the TED Talk and TED Radio Hour resources and giving them the correct names. And then to make sure I got everything, I went into my podcast.log and deleted all of the URLs that were stored there from previous runs of Bashpotter over the years that related to those two feeds, and I got everything, and it was all correctly named and everything. So that looks like it's working. Now let's see, that's about all I have to say. Your mileage may vary. There may be some feeds where this won't work, but I haven't identified those yet. And as a public service, I'm going to be forwarding the original Bashpotter script, the stock version that I got from the website, the new revised script that, as I have it, with only a one-line change in the final wget statement, and an abbreviated bp.conf to show what the feeds that I'm using look like. The conf file is a configuration file. It just gives the Bashpotter script something to look for. And I also have an abbreviated podcast.log to show what some of the URLs look like when they're passed to the script and saved in the course of running Bashpotter. So to make sure it won't download any shows that you've already retrieved, it keeps a log of everything that is downloaded, including all the URLs, and it matches those against the feed. Now, this is the old school Bashpotter. Mashpotter has long ago given you additional, you know, tweaks you can make. You can put comments in and control the number of things that you download and all of that sort of thing. But I decided to just stay with the one that I was using and just make sure that it's working correctly for me. I was going to contribute this change as a patch to the Bashpotter site, but I thought I would throw this out there because I don't know if they're interested in getting patches, since the version I have is pretty old. I think it's as of 2008 or something like that. So thanks to the supporters of Bashpotter, those who put it out there and taught me how to use it. It's pretty easy to use, and with this fix, it works for all of my feeds. So I'm pretty happy with it, and I hope that this fix and the contributed resources will help some of you to use that instead of something a lot more complicated and just, you know, more fraught with maintenance concerns, like, say, the evil iTunes or some other service that's supposed to provide you with new content for your music player. But all if all you need are new files, then a script really ought to do it. And this is one of those scripts. So thanks. I hope you all have a great new year. I won't be around for New Year's Eve or New Year's Day because I have many, many things to do with family and elder care responsibilities and probably child care as well. So that's it from here. Have a great day today, and we'll see you in 2016. Take care and goodbye from Hacker Public Radio. Toodles.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.